In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the great saints in the Orthodox Church is Saint Athanasius the Great, well-known saint of the 4th century, one of the few that the Church adds to his name, the Great, signifying that the Church considers him to be a great saint. One of his greatest works was a work called On the Incarnation, speaking about Christ becoming flesh, God becoming flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And one of the most famous sayings of Saint Athanasius, it's translated different ways, but he says that God became man so that man might become God, or that man might become God-like, like God. And it's one of the great sayings, actually, one of the simplest sayings and a great saying in the history of our church in understanding the incarnation, understanding what it means that God became man. He became man that he might lift us up to become like himself. And Saint Athanasius, he has this work on the incarnation, spent a lot of time speaking about what it means that God became flesh and what it means for us, how we can become like God. But ultimately, if we could distill it down to one main theme, it would be what we heard today from our Lord Jesus Christ in St. Luke's Gospel, which is in essence that we would behave as God behaves. That's what it's ultimately all about. We can talk about how we can be infused with the light of God. We can talk about how eventually we will have immortality in the kingdom. We can talk about all of these things, but the only way that we achieve them is if we behave as God behaves. And very specifically, our Lord teaches us today in this 6th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, he teaches us that in behaving the way that God behaves is to behave different than the way that most human beings behave. And specifically, that is that we would be merciful to those who are not merciful to us. That we would love our enemies. That we would give to people from whom we know that they cannot give back to us. And we see in St. Matthew's Gospel, a different Gospel than we read today, but we hear Jesus teach us there about how God treats people equally. He makes the sun to rise on both the good and the bad, the just and the evil. He makes the rain to fall on those who do good and on those who do evil. And so it ought to be that we, as his followers, if we are to be called sons of the Most High, as Jesus said, then we have to behave as the Most High behaves. We treat people with respect. We treat people with dignity. We treat people with kindness. We treat people with love, not because we think that they deserve it, or not because if they've wronged us, that we decide, well, they've come back, they've apologized a little bit. No, we behave this way because it's the way that God behaves. And so if we are to be his community and to be called after his name, then we also have to behave the way that God behaved. It's a very simple lesson, brothers and sisters. I know it's hard to put into practice because we operate the way that most of the animal kingdom does, which is if someone treats us fine, or if someone leaves us alone, we treat them fine, or we leave them alone. Someone starts to bother us, we start to have issues with them. We start not to be so kind and so forth. But again, this is the way that the animals behave. As Jesus said, what good is it? What does it prove if you're good to those who are good to you? Everyone, practically everyone, does that. It's nothing special. But if we are to be called by his name, if we are to come forward and to receive his holy body and his precious blood into us, then we have to allow that to change us and to transform us in the way that we behave. And again, it's a very simple lesson. Again, no, I know it's hard to practice, but it's a very simple lesson. You don't have to ask yourself. You don't have to distinguish between people. You don't have to wonder about what type of person they are. You're just kind to everyone. You're just merciful to everyone. You're compassionate to everyone. It doesn't matter. You don't have to figure out whether they, quote unquote, deserve to be treated a certain way. You simply treat people the way that God treats us. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we think about the incarnation, when we think about the fact that God has become man so that we might become like him, let us remember that first and foremost, what this means is that we have to change our behavior and live no longer like animals, live no longer like everyone else in this world lives, doing good to those who do good to us, lending to those who will pay us back with interest, but being kind and merciful and compassionate to all people, most especially to our enemies. Giving out of our abundance to those who we know can never pay us back. And it is only then that we can truly be called, as Jesus said today, sons of the Most High. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.